The three rules. The listening way boils down to three rules. 1. Don't proclaim a position at the beginning of the conversation. Instead, start by asking a question and listening to the answer. 2. Don't proclaim an intention of converting your skeptical partner to your position. Better yet, go into the discussion with the intention of having a learning conversation through which both parties may be enlightened. 3. Don't express your feelings and ideas until you've gotten your partner to express his or her feelings and ideas, uninterrupted, and in full detail. Even if, and maybe especially if, you've earned a prior reputation as already having a strong stand on the issues that seems to cancel Rule 1, a vigorous application of Rule 3 will still open a skeptical partner to respect our values. The one additional element is having command of a set of well-researched responses. This command will give us the confidence not to respond prematurely, but to stick to that key mind-opening tactic Rule 3 of holding off until our skeptical partner gets all his or her radically different ideas out on the table. The listening way of transforming attitudes. The listening way can be an effective tool for changing our political culture. It is designed for one-to-one advocacy. It is not a guide for public debating, which is something else entirely. Listening way can also be a tool for exploring our own values and positions more deeply. Before beginning to apply listening way, we need to ask ourselves, what is the goal of our advocacy? Are we trying to persuade others to take a particular position on an issue or piece of legislation? Are we advocating for a set of values or a worldview? Are we advocates on behalf of a group of people or a community? If our goal is to shift the political paradigm to reflect values of human dignity and equality of opportunity, then we can appreciate the value in several different possible outcomes of a conversation with a skeptical partner. At one level, it is satisfying if we win the day and persuade our partner to agree with us. However, it may be more effective in some cases to plant seeds that can result immediately or eventually in significant shifts in our partner's position. Finally, even if the person is unmoved, by listening carefully, we can learn things that will strengthen our own analyses and make us better advocates in the future. Preparing for a listening way encounter. Encounter Rule 1 directs us to ask a question, preferably an open-ended question, that is not too loaded, and then to listen. The news reporter's paradigm offers one approach to organizing our listening. Who? What? When? Where? Why? And how? Who? Who is our skeptical partner? We want to bring reason and responsibility back to our political culture. Is it possible that this person shares that sensibility? What feelings or life experiences shape those whose worldviews differ from ours? We all filter our observations of the world through models and assumptions about the world. If we don't force ourselves to be aware of our assumptions and examine them, we can create such powerful filters that we only take in what confirms our worldview. Some people may be psychologically numbed and keeping a distance from unpleasant things in the world they feel powerless to change. Poverty, discrimination, brutality in the criminal justice system, the inequality of educational opportunities, lack of access to health care. Some people may see progressive or humanitarian values as threats to their own place in the world. Ideas that challenge long-held assumptions may be equated with moral breakdown. People, even those who appear well-off, may be insecure about their future and may be terrified at the thought of social chaos. In a polarized political environment, it is easy to forget that most people hold a complex and not entirely consistent set of opinions. So some people may adopt a conservative position on some issues and very progressive stance on others.